is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, live in Orlando. Category 5 Hurricane Milton is headed for a late Wednesday or early Thursday landfall along Florida's Gulf Coast. And even though it's expected to weaken some by the time it gets there, Governor Ron DeSantis says don't bank on it yet.
We can hope and pray that it does weaken, but as of right now, this is a ferocious hurricane.
The latest from the National Hurricane Center has top winds clocked at 180 miles per hour. Storm surge and hurricane watches are up. So are evacuation orders in the Gulf Coast. Correspondent Christiane Benavides in St. Petersburg.
Officials along the Gulf Coast say the hurricane force winds will also keep first responders from helping those who ignore evacuation orders.
EMS won't be there. Fire department won't be there. Police department won't be there. So take heed to the warnings.
Storm surge could reach as high as 12 feet in parts of the Tampa Bay area. Another problem with debris clogging up storm drains, making flooding even worse.
So the Biden administration is pushing back on what it says are deliberate lies about FEMA perpetuated by Donald Trump and other Republicans.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre did not name names, but says many politicians on the right are lying about FEMA's response to Hurricane Helene.
Unfortunately, scam artists and bad faith actors and others who are putting politics over people are promoting misinformation about our efforts, including falsehoods about federal assistance.
Former President Donald Trump has in recent days said the Biden administration stole FEMA money to give to illegal immigrants. FEMA has dedicated disaster relief money that cannot be used for other purposes. Matt Piper, CBS News.
From Washington to Jerusalem, observances have marked the 1 year since the deadly Hamas attacks on Israel. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Hostage families and protesters stood in silence in Jerusalem as a siren sounded, marking the moment Hamas unleashed its brutal attack. In Tel Aviv, a man blew the shofar, a ram's horn used in Jewish religious ceremonies, to note 1 year since the deadliest attack in Israel's history.
Some 1,200 people were killed, dozens of others taken hostage. You can bet investors were happy to hear this sound an hour ago. After heavy losses, the Dow lost 399 points, the Nasdaq 214. And we have late word of the death of a music legend.
Let's think about
Sissy Houston, from gospel to classic R&B and disco, she recorded more than 600 songs and won 2 Grammy Awards, setting an example for daughter Whitney. Sissy Houston was 91. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County voters can get informed tomorrow night. There's a legislative candidate forum organized by NAMI Racine County at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. A 34-year-old Racine woman has been charged with attempted homicide after allegedly stabbing her boyfriend during an argument. Mia White faces additional charges, including obstruction and drug possession. President Joe Biden will make a stop in Milwaukee tomorrow. The exact details surrounding his midday stop aren't yet known. A statement says he'll be talking about lead pipe replacement and good jobs to go along with it. Another quick trip could be coming to Kenosha. The city's north side could see that new gas station as they've announced plans to build at the former Fireside Restaurant location on 30th. Those plans will be reviewed at a planned commission meeting this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his 5th interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-4, head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickell says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN.
super sunny today and seasonal, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and a west wind. As we stay clear tonight, lows crash chilly to the mid-40s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 60s under abundant sunshine. And we stay dry all week long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
News. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, a lot of us parents, we think that our kids just won't put down their smartphones, right? Well, a middle school student in China called police to complain that his mother wouldn't turn down the audio on her phone when she played games while he was trying to sleep or do his homework. And when police arrived, the kid said that he has a lot of homework to do and was under a lot of pressure to do well so he would get into a good high school. So, parents, put down those phones.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Oh,
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
My baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky.
I saw her walking on down the line. Does a hanky panky.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking
taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Doing well. Stuart J. Waddles is here, and I'm doing well now, but yesterday I think I had a heart attack.
Oh, from what exactly?
Well, from that pick six that Jordan Love threw.
Oh, yeah, Packer game. That got you going, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Did you watch?
That was a good one. I was impressed with the crowd out there. It was like Lambo West.
Yes. Wasn't the first drive, the first scoring drive they had when they went like 96 yards down the field or something, and the crowd went crazy. I thought, this is a road game?
Yeah, even at the end when they're doing the kneel downs, it just got loud. Yes. I think I heard a few go Pack go chants.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know they travel well, the fans of the Packers, but...
Well, and even that stadium is notorious for other teams taking over.
Really?
Yeah, it happens all the time at that SoFi.
That place is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice looking place.
It is.
It appears nice on TV. Sure, it's nice in person.
I know that, not to get too far off the subject, but I know that since the Bears were talking about moving to Arlington Heights, they were looking at SoFi as a possible model for the type of thing they might be able to do out in Arlington Heights.
I think they need to do it. I mean, as much as I like the history and nostalgia of that stadium on the lake, just for the Bears organization and the area, Chicago needs a stadium like that to bring in all of these nationwide events that are going to Indianapolis and they're going to Atlanta. Chicago doesn't have a place like that, and they need one.
Well, now they're talking about trying to do something on the lakefront again, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's not happening. There's no appetite for that in local politics down there.
Well, the Packers are now 3-2.
Yeah.
Does that sound right? 3-2?
Yeah, it sounds good. I'll go with it.
Bears are also 3-2, so we're tied for last place. We're over 500, but we're tied for last place with the Bears.
And we can always come together and shake our fists at the Vikings.
5-0. Unbelievable. All right, that's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Another great timeless hit from Elvis Presley on WRJN. You know, Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie, it's been about a year since she passed away, and she's got a posthumous memoir coming out. She had started writing it and never finished it, and about a month before her death, she asked her daughter, Riley, Elvis's granddaughter, to help her finish it. And then, of course, Lisa Marie passed away, and Riley has now finished that book. It's set to be released tomorrow. It's called From Here to the Great Unknown, and it's already an Amazon bestseller. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Wisconsin for the fourth time in 8 days. He held a campaign rally yesterday in Juneau.
I'm putting everything on the line to fight for you, and we're going to fight for you, and we're all going to win together. It's going to be the greatest win in the history of our country. I believe that.
There's less than a month before the election. The latest Marquette poll has Kamala Harris with a four-point lead. A new radioisotope facility to treat people with cancer is open in Beloit. North Star Medical Radioisotopes plans to produce 1.5 million doses each year for cancer treatment. The company calls itself the first in the United States to have commercial-scale multi-radioisotope production and radiopharmaceutical manufacturing in the same location. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters can get informed tomorrow night. There's a legislative candidate forum organized by NAMI Racine County at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. The nonpartisan event will spotlight candidates from the four area assembly districts. It'll be moderated by Denise Lockwood from the Racine County Eye website. A 34-year-old Racine woman has been charged with attempted homicide after allegedly stabbing her boyfriend during an argument. Mia White faces additional charges, including obstruction and drug possession. Police say they arrested White after responding to a domestic incident, reportedly finding blood on her clothing and a bloodied knife nearby. With another Cat 5 making an impact, more hurricane help is needed. Lisa Hale has more.
The American Red Cross has sent over 35 Wisconsin volunteers to help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts. And they need more people to be ready to go when disaster strikes. Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill.
It never stops as far as continuing to be prepared and ready for the next disaster that, you know, unfortunately with the climate change, we are seeing those numbers of large-scale disasters increase exponentially.
To begin your disaster volunteer training, visit redcross.org/volunteer. To find other ways that you can help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts, visit civicmedia.us/help.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, sunshine and a high to the upper 60s. And staying in the upper 60s on Wednesday with sun continuing. Near 70 degrees by Thursday, upper 70s Friday. Currently at 62 degrees.
Child is white, the whole world looks upon us.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with Three Dog Night and Black and White. Now, the music for that song was written by an American folk singer by the name of Earl Robinson. He was a rather influential American folk singer. He wrote that in 1954, but the lyrics were written by David Arkin. David Arkin is the father of actor Alan Arkin.
Like me, has he taken? take any time
to show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly,
tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And I bet you you're enjoying hearing Paul Harvey again. The late Paul Harvey is back on WRJN with archived episodes of the rest of the story. You can hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. It's a timeless piece of Racine radio history, and it's twice each weekdays here on WRJN.
I keep on dancing for
going.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've all seen the pictures by now, right? All the devastation left behind by Hurricane Helene. Just awful. And it looks like Florida is going to get hit again, perhaps by Wednesday night. Hurricane Milton is currently in the Gulf of Mexico. It's currently a Category 5 hurricane. And it looks like it's slated to hit Florida sometime Wednesday evening, maybe about 7 o'clock. Probably the Tampa Bay area is what they're saying right now anyway. You can help with the devastation. You can help the families affected by both Hurricane Helene and most likely Hurricane Milton. All you need to do is go to the website that we've set up at civicmedia.us/help. You can check out the links to Samaritan's Purse, to the Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen. Again, our website where you can help is civicmedia.us/help.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Down to give me a rainbow, everyone.
NPR Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Coming up, CBS News at 6. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never
never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You woke up.